Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Once again, the internet, as I was scanning, I found a fun thing on Pinterest that I decided was worth verifying. And the headline was Fred Newton swimming the length of the Mississippi River.
I
wish to know more about that. So I'm going to tell you about it. It's story time, kids. Get your hot chocolate or your beverage of choice and snuggle in. I'm going to tell you all about Fred. In 1930, July 6th is actually when this adventure officially kicked off. And Fred was 27. He was from Clinton, Oklahoma. And he decided that swimming the Mississippi was his path to fame and fortune. And I'm just going to tell you right now, it didn't. It did bring him fame. He definitely, he is a known person, but the wealth did not follow this adventure, but it's worth chronicling and talking about. He embarked, like I said, July 6th of 1930. So nice hot day, but he started in Minneapolis, which I have to imagine was filled with giant insects and not very warm water. But that's where he hopped into the Mississippi, right up there at the top. And his brother, Byron, was his rowboat man and his supply man. So Byron rode along with him, make sure he was okay. And he carried the supplies and was the documenter of this journey.
Did he, how many diseases? It's so muddy. Oh.
Yes. So first day they have the swim. He gets through Minneapolis. Super great. The second day he started encountering floating mats of manure, stinking animal parts dumped from the stockyards of South St. Paul. So not great. Apparently in the upper Mississippi, there are treacherous whirlpools. He had to have stuck to the shore at times. He would stop in riverside towns as he went. And so he started in July. He's swimming every day and would stop at night. And he and his brother, if they met up with somebody, they would exchange a meal for painting because he was a talented artist as well. He'd paint signs for local businesses or he'd paint somebody and they'd get room and board for the night and then they'd keep going. But they fell behind schedule. And so they didn't reach New Orleans till December 29th, which means he was swimming. It was in the South, but he was swimming in the Mississippi in December. He would wear his woolen underwear and he would slather in axle grease for insulation. And I've heard that before. When you hear the people who I swam the English Channel, they're lathered in some kind of grease to keep some sort of body temperature up. But can you imagine every night you climb out, you're done swimming and you're covered in axle grease? Like, do you even bother getting it all off or you just have a gross pair of clothes that you put on until tomorrow?
Yeah. 2,348 miles. That is a long, long way.
That's a world record winning swim. An unbroken to this day record winning swim.
Well, yeah, because
yeah. Yes. So his fame, as I said before, did not land fortune as well. So he ended up as an insurance salesman and then went on to found a company that sold orthopedic products.
And one does.
Yeah. His son, Phil, has a great little note that Fred died at the age of 89 in 1992 in Gainesville, Texas. And his son, Phil, said that he mostly preferred to watch other people swim. I loved that little ending.
Yeah, because after 3,000 miles, you're kind of ready to let somebody else do it.
Yeah, that's enough for me.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Who knew that was a thing you could do?
That is a still long to this day way. I mean, yeah. Like driving across the United States is 3,000 miles. So he kind of...
Wow, two-thirds of that journey.
At least he was going downstream. I guess that was good. You know, it's not
wonder about that. Like, how much does the current help you or is it not helpful?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of the times that I have seen the Mississippi and it was so muddy.
Yeah.
Although there's a picture here on Google that does not look muddy. It looks all yummy and rivery. So
beautiful. Like Huck Finn's on there and it's happy. So that's Fred Newton swimming the Mississippi.
So we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk if you're not floating down the river. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.